Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, holy night. Praise the Lord. Every night ought to be a holy night for Jesus Christ. We bless the Lord and give him glory and give him honor for a brand new day that the Lord has made, and we're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Awesome God we serve. Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Rock Talk Radio Divine Connection. We're divinely connected to Jesus Christ as well as one another. As we come in his presence with thanksgiving, we come, hallelujah, with the attitude of gratitude. That should be every believer's heart desire, to be in a right standing with the Lord and come with joy, come with excitement, come with anticipation, come with expectancy, glorifying his holy name, denying this flesh, glory to God, and giving our pledge of allegiance to him. I bless the Lord at all times. That's my desire, to give praise and glory to him. So we don't want to have to be just a lip service, but true for each believer as we get to that place and condition ourselves to humble ourselves and allowing, glory to God, his word to transform us and renewing our minds with his words and keeping our eyes fixed on him. Truly, we will be transforming to the image of Christ. When they see us, it will be behind the cross. They will see the light of Jesus Christ. And as we lift him up, he said he'll draw all men into it. That should be our desire, to fulfill whatever assignment he's given to us in these last days. So welcome again for those that are joining us, just came on to the Blog Talk Radio, as we celebrate Jesus and come for no other reason but for him to get glory. In our intercessory prayer, in the time, glory to God, that we come to share the word, in the times that we come, glory to God, to lift him up and encourage each other, praise God, may he always get the glory. Praise the name of the Most High God. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I thank God for, glory to God, the anointing that was on last night for our sister, Prophetess Benjamin. Has the Lord bless her to deliver that message on the second part of Watch Your Mouth. And also, glory to God, recognizing that we are snared by our words. We want to make sure that, as the scripture says in Proverbs 18:21, that life and death is in the power of the tongue. We want to speak life. So we bless God for that word and how we are encouraged to stand on his word too as well. Psalm 24 says, "The Lord is the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and establish it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Salah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, as ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Salah." Praise the Lord. And help us, glory to God, to remember to lift up the name of the Lord. But glory to God told us to look unto the hills which cometh our help, realizing our help cometh from the Lord. Praise the Lord, casting all our cares and all our concerns upon him and believing him by faith that he will manifest himself in the midst of thee. Whatever it is that he says, he will bring it to pass, because his word will not go out void. It will accomplish everything that he set out to do. Praise the Lord. So we bless the Lord and glorify his holy name. He is worthy of the praise. Amen, amen. Father, we thank you tonight and give you glory. Hallelujah. We lift up our eyes unto the hills which cometh our help, and lift up your name and give you the glory and the praise that rightly due you. Thank you, Lord God, for being in our midst this night as we come before you with thanksgiving. We pray, glory to God, that you will continue, glory to God, to guide us. Help us to submit ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. Oh, you said the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Help us allow, glory to God, your Holy Spirit to guide us. And God, you told us, glory to God, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Whosoever will come to you, glory to God, you will no wise cast out. Help us to get to that place no matter what goes on in our lives, that we stand fast and hold fast to your promise, your word, in the name of Jesus. We truly believe that you're not a God that you should lie, and your hand is not too short to deliver in the name of Jesus. Then we will, glory to God, yield ourselves and avail ourselves to your service. And glory to God, open our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and cancel out whatever voice that will come that's contrary to your will. You said, my sheep know my voice and a stranger will not follow. God, help us to know we can't live a double life. We got to make up our mind. We'll choose you today who you're going to serve. We cannot serve mammon or serve this flesh and serve, glory to God, the things of this world. Glory to God, and try to serve you too. Oh, you said we're going to love one and hate the other, and you don't want, there's no way that you're going to allow us to be a part-time lover. You are a jealous God. And God, we are thanking you, Lord, for that mercy every morning that's renewed and for that grace even in the midst of the things that we go through. And sometimes when things occur in life that we're not allowing you to have free reign, sometimes the flesh is there and decisions are made without consulting you, God. We are praying more and more that we repent and come in compliance and alignment with your word, that we'll find ourselves not doing anything without praying and seeking your face. You said in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to their own understanding. All their ways acknowledge you, and you'll direct our path. You want us to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not move. You told us in your word, hallelujah, that glory to God, we'll reap if we faint not. You told us to be not weary in well-doing. We don't want to walk in being faint-hearted, but we will if we walk double-minded, if we walk, glory to God, anything contrary to what your will, your command is saying. God, help us like never before. And let us not be just a lip service people and cry out to you. And then soon as the crisis is over, glory to God, we just want you for the Christ of the crisis. And when it's over, we're resuming right back, defaulting right back to the same old thing. We got to make up our minds like never before, and especially right about now, because the enemy's not playing no tricks. He's pulling out everything he can against us. But we got to be the people that's supposed to be steadfast, unmovable, always about in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. We got to make sure that we really love you, that we really love you. We're not going to do things, glory to God, to hurt you or cause, glory to God, conflicts or cause a reproach against the gospel. Glory to God, we'll be crying out to you, God, for you to help us even the more for this flesh to die out and be crucified and take up our cross and follow you. Help us like never before. Ah, God, so we pray, and we just can't be praying for others for the change and don't allow your word to come in and change us. And we are, glory to God, transform us in the name of Jesus, trying to get a motor out of somebody else's eye and got a 2x4 in ours. Help us to know, glory to God, the anointing for last year and the year before and the year before. Glory to God, we can't rely on history. We got to be striving more and more for you every day. Hey, Koraba. More of you, less of me. More of you, less of me. So that way, glory to God, when people look upon our lives and see our lifestyle and the way we walk and talk and our interaction, glory to God, they'll see Christ. Hallelujah. Less, glory to God, of ourselves in the name of Jesus. They can really see the miracle of transformation in the name of Jesus. Like the caterpillar, glory to God, turn into the butterfly. Who would have ever known, glory to God, that even out of the worm, glory to God, would come such beauty and glory to God and be able to be released and fly. Oh, God, and you want us to be able to soar like the eagle. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Not like a chicken, not like a crow, not like a buzzard, not like a hawk. Ha, shero, bosha.
Glory to God, not glory to God. Hallelujah. A red bird, blue bird. Ah, oh, God, hallelujah. Sometimes we wonder with this character that's supposed to be of Jesus Christ with love and agape. Ah, oh, sometimes you wonder, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're schizophrenic. Or 1 minute we're talking about the glory of the Lord and the anointing is flowing. And next minute, glory to God, we're fussing and cussing and acting up and doing things contrary to your will. Oh, glory to God. We cannot be a chameleon and be in the body of Christ. We got to be strong, glory to God, to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Strong in the Lord and the power of his might to put the enemy to flight and also to crucify this flesh. God, it's a time like never before. We got to watch and pray, but we got to be in a place every day denying this flesh. Glory to God. You said in your word in Corinth, examine yourself daily to make sure we're in the faith. Glory to God. We know there's so much going on in the world, and if we're going to be able to pray and really be able to take authority and bind and loose, all glory to God, to see change and transformation, we got to be transformed. We got to be walking in the authority and the power, because the enemy don't care nothing about a title. Don't care anything how many years you've been saved. All he wants is a door open, somewhere to put his foot in so he can get in. And because if he gets that foot in, he's going to get up and let be there long enough. He's going to get in and he's going to drive. He's not going to be a passenger. God, we're asking you, Lord God, right now to help us so we can be in a place, glory to God, we will be quick to repent. Quick, glory to God, to be on our feet about the things of God. So we can be able to walk in the forgiveness and walk in love in the name of Jesus and be quick about it. Don't allow it to fest up to next day and the next week and whatever. Oh, that's giving the enemy more ammunition, making you more angry and frustrated. And the next thing you know, you're walking in malice and glory to God and all kinds of spirits, glory to God, will come, glory to God, to oppress and suppress. For you know it, if you keep walking that way, you're going to be possessed, because you start getting to a place where we don't let God come in and we don't allow him to have this way and still keep giving to flesh, backslide, yes, the door going to be open and he's going to come in and he's going to take over. But God, you have told us, glory to God, hallelujah, we walk, glory to God, in your word and walk in your wisdom and walk in obedience and submission. The enemy can't get in that door. But if we open the door, hallelujah, because you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, but we can walk out on you. God, I'm praying like never before, the body of Christ, come in alignment, come in compliance, come with a hunger and a thirst for you, come with conviction and repentance, so that way we'll always be in a place when I'm convicted about something and I know I need to repent, I'll do it. 1 John 1:9, if I confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. You said, go over to God, even confess our faults one to another, not know anybody, to the body of Christ that's strong and anointed and all about the kingdom business. Then you say, glory to God, the effective and fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. Thank you, Lord God, you are our healer of the brokenhearted. You, glory to God, came to set the captive free. We thank you, Lord God, that you don't want us captive by the things of our past and the things that people are saying and are intimidating us and agitating. You don't want us to be oppressed and suppressed and depressed. Those things come from the enemy. You don't want us to be lying and fabricating and this, that, the other, and laughing about it like it's no big deal, giving place to the enemy. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. What are you doing with your tongue? Are you setting the fire or are you putting the fire out in the name of Jesus? Are you walking upright and giving God his glory and praise? God, help us all, because sometime or another, whether it's with our children, be a quick tongue it, saying things we should, with a husband or wife, or whether it's somewhere, glory to God, with a prayer partner or a friend or somebody in the church or a neighbor or someone, we being quick tongue, glory to God, and slice the dice, and it's not glory before you know it. You're over in some flesh saying things because of you've been hurt or disappointed. Then we wear the bracelet. It's like, what would Jesus do? Forgot all about what was on the bracelet, because if it wasn't in the heart, you're not going to do what Jesus do. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. You say, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. God, help us to do that self-examination daily. Help us get to a place, God, we celebrate you more and go back, crucify this flesh even the more. In the name of Jesus, God, is an hour and a time like never before. Help us to walk in the agape, the love, not love, glory to God, because I want you to do this, not the filial love, not the kind of love, glory, the brotherly love, not the kind of love, the glory to God, I love you if you do, if you would. Oh, God, but that agape, in spite of, glory, what you do or or don't do, in spite of, glory, that you ridiculing me or ostracizing me or criticizing me, to have the love of Jesus. It's got to be in the heart, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray like never before for the body. I pray for the repentance. I pray, glory to God, against the compromise. I pray for against the prestige and power struggles and it's me and what's going to please me. Oh, glory to God, trying to be the wonderful prayer partner and superstar and recognizing and glory to God and the prophet that see all things. Nobody sees all but Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God and the Holy Spirit that knows all things as well because they are one with the Father. God, I pray that we will be listening to the voice of God and allow him, glory, to lead and guide us, even with these giftings that you give us. Give us wisdom how to use them, glory, in the name of Jesus. Help us with wisdom and strategies how to use, glory to God, these the weapons that you're giving us. Have it on the whole armor, God. Let's not to take it off. We might go through a warfare or whatever, and things the helmet might be up to the side a little bit, or something might be going on, whatever, like this. Just like the soldiers, when they go out for a war and they got to come back, they got to clean up their weapons and they got to get themselves back in check and intact. Glory to God. Help us to recognize, oh, glory to God, we got to go back and check ourselves and make sure everything is right back in place and tighten up. Oh, God, help us to walk with the belt of truth. Ain't no white lie and black lie. It's a lie is a lie. They can all end up in hell continuing to lie. And God, I pray against the spirit of deception in the body of Christ. I pray, glory to God, that puffed up spirit. I pray, glory to God, that rebellious, glory to God, and stubborn spirit and disobedient spirit. Oh, glory to God, we know what's in the world already, but you said even these things ought to not be named among us, even busy about it and so in discourse. God, it's time like never before. We get cleaned up like getting a good laxative, glory to God, of what the word works some things out and cleanse that toxin out. Oh, glory to God, we'll be a force to be reckoned with against the enemy. God, it's time like never before to take our rightful place in the kingdom. Glory to God, not for the pleasures and the blessings. Oh, glory to God, but do what God called us to do with joy and peace, not like it's a task. Oh, Shande, in the name of Jesus, all the blessings of the Lord added rich and making no sorrow. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else will be added. We don't have to worry about what we should eat, what we should drink, what we should put on, about your husband, your wife, or getting to having children, this, that, and the other, or will I get a business there? Everything will be in order if we don't put the cart before the horse. Put Jesus first. Hallelujah. And his righteousness and holiness and walk accordingly. He'll do that exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask. Lord, I'm praying, glory to God, that we'll use our weapons wisely, that we'll use our words wisely. As the woman of God said even last night, we can use the words over here as it talks in the scriptures about framing the world with our words and even our families and love. That's what the power of prayer is. Even mentioned, glory to God, what we do when we're praying and interceding for different ones in the name of Jesus and ourselves. Standing on what God's word says, standing in faith and no glory to God, whatever he said, it shall come to pass. May not be the hour or the time that we say so, but it's coming to pass. Oh, God, if we could just stay focused on looking to him, the author and the finish of our faith, and speaking and decreeing what his word said, and walking in the joy and the authority that he's given us, and having, glory to God, hallelujah, a mindset like never before, I'm not going back. Only time I need to look back in the archives about, glory to God, any of the things I've been through is just for a testimony to glorify the Lord. Oh, that we're not to live in those things that we done came out. We are new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away. All things are becoming new. And he want to sharpen us the more so we'll have our tools sharpened, glory to God, that we'll be able to come against the enemy and also crucify this flesh. Because that word is not just for to come against an enemy. It's got to come against that enemy. Those enemies that, glory to God, that's keeping us from being in our place, what we like to be in, need to be in Christ Jesus, crucifying the flesh so the light of Jesus Christ can shine. And people, glory to God, will know that the God that we serve, he still saves, he still heals, he still delivers, he still encourages, he still makes ways, he's our provider, or he makes provisions. He's the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All Sufficient One, the more than enough God. Jehovah's alone, he'll give us that peace that pass all understanding. That's when it's a stipulation. When we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on him, he said, the peace I give to you, not as of the world, glory to God, that I give. Oh, glory to God, he is that provider, glory to God. Oh, he's the Jehovah Jireh. Oh, he's the Jehovah Shalom, glory to God. Give us that peace, and he's that God, glory to God, that Elohim. He's, glory to God, the God, hallelujah. Oh, he's everything that we need. He's our battle. He'll fight the battles for us. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us in the name of Jesus, Jehovah Rapha. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. He's Jehovah Nisi. He is whatever we need is found in him, that I am, that I am. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. God, if we could only get that in our spirits and wait on him, glory to God, and have faith of glory to God and not look at time, because he deals outside of time. He gave us time for a purpose, but he gave us glory to God back for measurement for certain things, but he's eternal. Help us to know, glory to God, we got to look to him and stand on his word. And God, we need you, and we need one another. We are many members in one body, glory to God. And all of us got our different assignments, and not to covet each other's gifts. Glory to God, anyone, glory to God, whatever situation, we need to look to you. God, I thank you, Lord God, for all that you do, that we don't allow things and situations and circumstances to manipulate us, that we won't let the twins of pain and panic take over, glory to God, when trials come. You said there'll be trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer, you overcome the world. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you've delivered us out of them all. Help us to know, no matter how much the flames are turned up, you control the storm and that. You tell the enemy how far he can go and what he can do and can't do. So, God, keep our eyes fixed on you, because you will bring us out and bring us through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Oh, that staff, that comfort. God, I thank you. Oh, you are our shepherd. Thank God for Jesus, our Savior. Lord, it's so much we need to pray about. So many things we see going on in our country. So many things we see going on with our youth. So many things that we see, glory to God, going on in these families. So many hideous crimes that the enemy is doing. But God, you told us we have power to bind and loose. We may not be able to reach everybody, but who we can reach, help us not get overwhelmed by the big picture, but take what part you've given us to do and what part you tell us to do in prayer and who we can reach out. Just don't sit there and be paralyzed by the situation. Allow the enemy just to run rapid in our lives and shake us around like a rag doll. Help us to know who we are and stand in who we are and stand on the word of God in the name of Jesus and use our weapons, the tools that he has given us. Put that armor on and keep it on. Help us, Lord God, to hear. Oh, get wax out of our ears and don't walk contrary. Don't get caught up in greed. Oh, glory to God and covetous. In the name of Jesus, maximize that anointing that you've given us so we can do greater exploits. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have power over the enemy that comes in to try to manipulate and even these bodies to line up with the word of God. Help us to do what we need to do to take care of these temples. And that's beyond us, we can only trust you to bring us through and be patient to wait on you, but still be about your Father's business in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray for our children. Pray for our children. Pray for our children, whether they are children, our grands, our great-grands, seed, or however. Pray one for another. Pray for those that are sick. Pray for our elderly. Pray, glory to God, for our president and vice president. Pray for their wisdom. Pray they have professional wisdom, but they also have to have that spiritual wisdom. Pray that their ears will be open to do so. Pray, glory to God, for our nation. Pray for our government. Pray, glory to God, for our police department. Pray, glory to God, for our medics and all those, glory to God, in the medical field. Pray for those even in the restaurants, the various things that go on. Pray for our water, glory to God, that it be cleansed and whatever. Pray for those that are in need of water, clothing and shelter and food. Oh, God, for those that even need a mindset change, for to come into the knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ, and for those that don't know him, that they will come to a place of knowing him and come into the knowledge of the truth as well. God, we need you. Those that have lost the fear of God, that they will return back and get it back, and wherever they lost it at and got caught up in this world system, glory to God, and those that never had it, that they'll strive to get it. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Help us, God, to seek your face. And you said those that don't have it, seek it. A double-minded man is unstable. Oh, God, we don't want to be unstable. We want to be, glory to God, sure and true and have faith and, glory to God, be stable in your word and in your truth. God, is always going to be more and more to pray about. Help us to stand fast and hold on to the promise of the Lord. We may get a little weak sometimes, but it's time to run to the rock that's higher than us, to seek out your faith, seek out your counsel, and glory to God to help us one to another, because the enemy wants us divided. He wants us to get to a point where, glory to God, we shut down and draw back and just do enough to get by. You'll do just like you do in Wild Kingdom with those animals. I'm looking for the weak one so I can get him veer off to the left by himself or herself so that I can devour him. So there's counsel, all glory, that wisdom, all power in the counsel of us standing together in the name of Jesus, not in other people's business, but about kingdom business. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We bind Satan out of the cords, every setup, trap, snare, untimely death, sickness, disease, every plot, plan, scheme, every device that he's using, glory out for destruction, whether it be in our homes, the ministry, or whether glory out in families, or whether it glory to God, business, or whatever it is, we plead the blood of Jesus against us. Oh, God, we pray for our minds. They have the mind of Christ, that the enemy will come against our minds. We plead the blood of Jesus against that. We take authority over every scheme that he's got, glory to God, to steal our money, to steal our lives and health and family and whatever. We bind you up and loose you from your assignment, send you back to the dry place in which you came. We loose God's anointing, for salvation, for healing, for deliverance, for awareness, for truth, for clarity. Hallelujah, for glory to God. Financial blessings, spiritual blessings, all glory out for families coming together, for understanding, all glory out for your word. You said out of all you're getting, get an understanding. We pray glory to God for peace and joy, strength and courage in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praise. What a wonderful, awesome, marvelous, phenomenal God we serve. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can open the line, glory to God, for Prophetess Bird, and then it was Mother McCormick, and Brother Black, and prayerfully Mother Willette, Mother Alexander has an engagement tonight, so she won't be on. So, and then we'll take it from that point. Right now, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. I was glad when he said unto us, let us go into the house of the Lord. Father God, we gather tonight in your name. We gather to lift you up and glorify you because you are worthy. And you are worthy of all our praise. God, we can search high and we can search low. But we won't find anybody or anything anywhere like Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you for that perfect gift tonight as we come boldly now to your throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. God, we ask that you will have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us now, God, as a nation. God, help us to know that regardless of how things get, how bad things get, that this nation of America is the best nation in the world. And we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will stay your hand of judgment on this land, dear God. We ask in the name of Jesus, God, that that righteous standard would go forth in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for this nation, because we know, God, that blessed is the nation whom God is you. So, Lord, we ask that you hear our prayers tonight. We pray that you will bring revival to America, God. We know that the gospel is preached, and it should be all over this land, dear God, but there are still so many that need to be saved. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will raise up men and women everywhere, Father God, who will speak truth to a nation that is in a backslidden condition. I pray, Father God, that we can speak the truth, and that your word will not go out void, God, but it will accomplish what it's sent to do. I know, Father God, that there are a lot of favors going on today. There are a lot of people who have changed the truth of God to a lie. This nation has said that you can just do whatever you want to, and it's all right. That there is no standard. You set the standard. There are those that say that we are gods. All you got to do is just rely on yourself and believe in yourself, and you can have what you want. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we come back to the gospel, that we come back to the truth of your word, that we know that you are God, and beside you, there are none other. As your church in America, God, look forward to the blessed hope, the glorious appearance of Jesus, I ask, O Lord, that you would keep us pure as only you can do. God, I pray that our thoughts would be the thoughts of Christ. I pray, dear God, that we would not fall prey to all of the tricks that the enemy have in this time. Protect us and keep us, God. Help us to know that we are peculiar people. We are different. Help us to know, Father God, that there is a right and there is a wrong. And we ask that you keep us, God, on that path that you created for us before the foundation of the world. Lead, guide, and direct us, God. And Father, I do pray for the fear that is in America right now, dear God. People don't know what to do. There's some folk who is taking the vaccine and they're taking it in fear. There's some folk who won't take it because they're fearful. And there are some folk, God, that just don't know what to do because they're fearful. But help us to look to the hills from which cometh our help, and help us to know that our help cometh from you. God, if you are for us, you are more than the whole world against us. God, you said if we seek you, we will find you. And God, I pray that in this hour that we begin to seek your face. Let you be the author and the finisher of our faith, trusting in you like never before. Whether we take it or not, we got to know that you're still God. We got to know that you're still in control. I don't care what go on in this world, God. You are in control. You are the creator of all things, Elohim. Hallelujah. You are first, last, beginning and the end. You are Alpha and Omega. You are who that he that was and is and shall forever be. And we can trust in you. So, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that your hand of mercy be upon us, God, in the United States of America. And help us to know that we need you, God, like never before, in Jesus' name. And God, I do pray for all the refugees, Father God. Even as I was looking at the television this evening, all of these people, God, that's been misplaced because of the evil throughout the world. It's not just here, it's all over. And God, I pray for those people who have been separated from their families, people that have no place to go. And God, the United States don't even know what to do with them. But help them to know that we have a God that sits high and look low. And God, if they begin to seek your face, you will give us wisdom. You will show us what to do, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Because in the midst of crisis, you are still God. So God, I pray for the people that have been misplaced now in Jesus' name. Find homes for them in the precious name of Jesus. And I pray especially for those, God, for those Christians who have been misplaced, who have been beheaded, who have been put to death, because they name the name of Jesus. I ask that you bless them and keep them, dear God, in Jesus' name. Some have lost their lives, and some, God, don't know what to do. But, God, I'm praying for them now in the precious name of Jesus. God, have your way. Have your way, dear God, in Jesus' name. And God, we do thank you for never leaving nor forsaking us. We thank you, Father God, you keep proving yourselves to us. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, even for the children, God, here in the United States of America who don't know who they are. There are many, Father God, that go home to domestic violence every day. And it's not just now a spouse against a spouse, but God, they're turning against their own children. They're abusing them mentally, physically, and sexually, dear God, in Jesus' name. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, for those that do these things in the darkness, that they be exposed in the name of Jesus, that they not be able to continue to get away with abusing the children. And bless the children, Father God, as they come forth, because a lot of children acting out because of what they're living with at home. I pray in the name of Jesus that teachers will have eyes so that they can see and question these children. And God, we are praying that you would get these children out of the situation that they're in the precious name of Jesus. Bless them and keep them, dear God. We're praying that you keep their mind, God, in the midst of everything that's going on so that they don't end up doing what was done to them, because that's what a lot of them do, dear God. We need you, Father God. We need your mercy. We need your grace, dear God. So, God, we call on that name of Jesus, that name that is above every name that's named in heaven and earth. We plead the blood of Jesus over these situations. By the blood of Jesus, we are redeemed, brought back out of the hands of the devil. By the blood of Jesus, all our sins are completely forgiven. By the blood of Jesus, God's Son, you continue to wash us and to free us. By the blood of Jesus, we are justified, made righteous, just as if we've never sinned. By the blood of Jesus, we are sanctified, God, and we are set aside for your use. So, God, we praise you and we honor you. And, God, help us to know, God, that we need to keep our temper clean, because we are your body. We are your mouthpiece. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, forgiven, cleansed, made righteous, and sanctified. Therefore, Satan has no place in us and no power and authority over us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bind Satan and all his demonic forces as they go forth, God, as Satan go forth and setting traps for your people. And he set a lot of traps for the world, and they're just walking in them. But help us, Father God, to keep our position and to keep our place. Because, God, we know without a doubt if you are for us, you are more than the whole world against us. So we bind Satan from the children. We bind Satan from the church. We bind Satan, God, from your people in the name of Jesus. We bind him up. And you said whatever we bind in the earth is bind in heaven, and whatever we loose in the earth is loosed in heaven. God, we loose up truth. Ah, shiki ibokosa. Ah, la la bo siki. We loose up love. Koramasia sabata. Because, God, if we begin to love each other, we won't abuse each other. So we loose up love, dear God, and justice and righteousness. And most of all, we loose up the Holy Spirit, that that Spirit of the living God would go forth and lead and free your people in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you now. We thank you that you are a healer, dear God, that you won't just heal our land physically, dear God, but, God, there are so many sickness and diseases, God, that's going on with your people. And we pray, Father God, that you would touch and heal by your power, because you said by your stripe we were already healed. So we thank you, God, that there is not a disease that is named in this earth that will not and shall not bow to the name of Jesus. Cancer is not greater than you. High blood pressure, liver disease, lung disease, heart disease, kidney disease, colon disease, glaucoma, arthritis, every disease that is named got to bow to the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, for your healing power. We thank you, God, that you renew your people and renew your body now in Jesus' name so that we can go forth and proclaim this gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. And, God, I do lift up the church to you. Because, God, I don't care how bad it gets, you will always have a remnant. And that remnant is the body of Christ. We're going to stand in the midst of everything that's going on, and we're going to pray without ceasing. Because you said the prayers of the righteous avail much. Father, there are so many things that we could bring to you today, but you already know. And we're just asking, Father God, that you would keep us strong, that you would lift us up, God, so that we can be your eyes. But more than that, Father God, that we would be that church that people can run into and be saved in the physical. We know that we can do that spiritually, dear God. But I'm praying that the physical church, God, would come back and be that church where we used to go in and pray and have night prayers and stay overnight, where we would pray for somebody and see them delivered by your power, dear God, where we would pray to something happen. I am praying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that that church would come back and be a place of refuge, God, for those that are lost. We don't have to convict them of their sins. That's not our job. Our job is to teach this gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified, and you would do the work. But help us, God, to convince them to come. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, I do thank you for the faithful. I thank you for those, God, that have placed their hand on the plow and would not look back. We thank you for all that you've done and that you're doing. I thank you for this prayer line. I thank you for the prayer warriors. I thank you for those, Father God, that pray without ceasing. I thank you for those that are faithful, dear God. And God, I ask this thing of you, that you would give us the heathen for an inheritance, God. I'm asking that you will lead us to those that really need you, Father, in Jesus' name, where we are not just regurgitating on each other, but we would tell somebody that lost that there's a man named Jesus who died for our sins. And regardless of what we're going through, regardless of how bad things look, God will see us through them. And we are always victorious in you. So, Father, I praise you, I honor you, and I give you glory. Thank you for watching over us and keeping us. Thank you, Father God, that we prosper even as our soul prospers. Thank you, God, that we have everything that we need, nothing missing and nothing broken. Thank you, Father God, that we are healed and whole. And thank you, Father God, that we are believers and we stand on your word of truth. And we will not be moved by what we see or what's going on around us. But as the world get worse, we'll get better. And I pray for each individual on this phone tonight. Have your way, God. We love you. We praise you. We worship and adore you. For you are God, and beside you there are none other. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. Amen.
Glory be to God. We praise God. Mother McCormick, there's a storm right there in High Point, so she may be on later as it passes. So Brother Black, then Mother Willette, and then when I hear back from my sister, then afterwards we'll probably hear in between that Elder Evangelist Noel, and then Mother Sims, if we have enough time, we'll carry it on as such. So thank God already for the prayer. At this time, Brother Black, it's over in your court. Minister Black, are you there? Make sure I did open that line. Evidently. Okay, we're going to go ahead and have Mother Willette. You go ahead and Brother Black, you there?
Yes.
Okay, then. You're going to pass the baton if you weren't. Okay, then go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Go ahead and pray.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not going to pray right now. It's a storm there. Mm-hmm.
Father God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Though my body may be a little tired, God, my spirit is still willing, God. Lord, and I thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to be on this prayer line, God. Lord, I just thank you for another day, God, how you woke us up, Lord, clothed us, Lord, even in our right mind, the activity of our limbs are working, God. Lord, we appreciate you, Lord. You are our source in all things, in everything, and even in all things, we give you thanks, God, according to your word, God. We just thank you. We believe by faith, God, Lord, that your whole word, you said, Lord, I come in the whole volume of the book, God. You are glorious and righteous. You are faithful and true, God. Lord, I lift up the nations before you, God. Lord, all over the face of the earth, God, our matriarchs and our patriarchs, God, Lord, the homeless, God, Lord, the abused in every way, God, our children, God, our youth, God, I lift them up to you, God, the ones in college, the ones are denied things just because they're females or just because they're males, God, Lord, the hunger, Lord, in areas, Lord, around the globe, God. Lord, work it out, God, for your glory, God, and their good, God. Lord, send ministers by, Lord, to share word. Feed them naturally and supernaturally, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, our babies, God. Thank you, Lord, for your angels who camp around about them, God. Lord, who protects them, Lord. They're your children, God. And we just thank you, Lord. Even unto the third and fourth generations, Lord, our parents can come together, God. Lord, and just dedicate their lives to you, God, and you change their lives instantly. All they have to do is accept you as Lord and Savior. All they have to do is say yes from their heart, God. Hallelujah. Believe by faith, God. Hallelujah. Confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in their heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. You shall be saved. And things are turned around for the good and your glory. For them, God. Hallelujah, God. Filling us up with your Holy Spirit and telling us to go into the hedges and highways and compel them, God. Speak a word of life in dead situations, God. According to your word, being led by your Spirit, God. Turning situations around. Changing courses of nature, directions, God. Because like the prophetess said, we are anointed, speaking those things which be not as though they were, God. Hallelujah. The ones that are in the convalescent homes, God. The ones that are in the nursing facilities, Lord, and can't get out, God. Don't have a way to get out, God. Bless them. Bless Mother Friedman, God. Bless the lady who's about to be 90 years old. Lord, touch them, God. Oh, God. Put so much joy in their hearts, God. Fill them to overflowing, God. Hallelujah. Even let a newness of life come forth out of them, that when they share your word, God, let them see the light from your lighthouse shining from their eyes. Let them see the glow of your glory, Lord, on their countenance, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Let your anointing just saturate wherever they are, God. Oh, let your angels be in the room. Oh, guarding them because they're the heirs of yourself, of salvation, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. And I just pray for Israel, God. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord, that Biden do not withdraw his hands and forsake Israel, God. But we lift Israel up, God. We speak life in every dead situation, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, they're your chosen, God. And you love Israel. And we love you. And because we're praying for Israel, God, and we accepted you as Lord and Savior and believe your word, God, you love us. And I thank you, Lord, that U.S. will stand and not fall. God, hallelujah, though it may look dreary, but God, you know it all. And you are going to arise in the midst of it all. And we just thank you for watching over Israel. We thank you for watching over U.S. and every nation, Lord, that stands, Lord, in the name of Jesus, especially the body of Christ all over the face of the earth, God. We just count it a privilege and an honor, God. We are utterly submerged in your blood. Oh, God, the ones, Lord, whose heart is right with you, God. Hallelujah. The ones, God, whose heart, Lord, who fears you, who reverence you, God, who's doing what you called them to do, God. The ones you said in John 14 and 21, if you love me, keep my commandments, obey my commandments. The ones that are pressing, Lord, to obey and keep your commandments and forsake, Lord, the world, God. And dedicate and rededicate and reclaim themselves, Lord, back in the sheepfold, God. Hallelujah, Lord, just to do your will, God, just to say yes, Lord. Hallelujah, because you are our all in all, God. Hallelujah, God. You are eternal life. You are eternity. Hallelujah, God. Good in a good way. Hallelujah, God. No one wants eternal damnation, but the ones who choose it. We choose life this day, God, and we thank you, God. Hallelujah. And I just pray for the president and the vice president, God, Lord, that they make up their mind to serve you and go your way, God. Hallelujah, God. That, Lord, create some situation where they will accept you as Lord and Savior, God. I pray for the lawmakers, the legislative branch, and the judges, the judicial branch, God. Oh, Lord, touch them as well, God. Let their decisions in their lawmaking and even the new laws, let it be biblical founded. Biblically founded. Foundation from your scriptures, God. Even the Constitution, Lord. Hallelujah. That they don't forsake it, God. But nevertheless, we lift it up and we pray those. We pray for those who are in authority over us. We lift them up right now to you, God. Ask you to change their lives, God, their minds, God, their hearts, one by one, and name by name, God. Oh, God, only you can do it. And we thank you for it in advance, God. Advance, God. Because you're going to work out a work that no man can do anyways. And we're all going to see it. Because you are God. And we are your people. You will show forth your glory. Ah, my God, we thank you, God. And for the ones that are sick, the weak, the infirmity, God. Hallelujah. We rebuke those spirits in the name of Jesus. The disease, God. The curse. The ones that even are in debt. That's under the curse of the law. We're no longer under the curse of the law. You give us wisdom how to get out of debt. And Father God, so we speak shalom, peace of God, in every area of our lives, God, financially, mentally, physically, socially, hallelujah, psychologically, spiritually, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. We bind every curse up, cast it into those portals. We bind those evil portals up and cast them back to the pits of hell from whence they belong. Now we loose the portals from heaven, God. And we loose the angels of the Lord sending out giving us our blessings, God. Hallelujah. How to walk right, how to talk right, how to get out of this situation, how to get out of that situation according to your word. As we line up with your word, God, we thank you, God. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the sick say, I am healed, God. Hallelujah. We gave you our old filthy garments, and you gave us a garment of praise, God. Hallelujah, God. We gave you a spirit of heaviness, God, for a garment of praise, God. We thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, that we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Joint heir with Christ Jesus and heir to the throne. We are anointed. We do speak those things. Call those things which be not as though they were. We stand on your word. We stand by faith. We believe it. Hallelujah. By faith, God. And we just thank you, God, for an opportunity, a right to exercise your word, God, for you have given us power and authority, God. So no matter what we're going through, we're healed. And we speak scriptures over it. Hallelujah. You said in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. So as we're reading your word, as we're praying, as we're being filled up with your word, finances come, we're prospering. Health comes. We're prospering because it's connected to our soul. And we thank you, God. We thank you, give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Things can't happen like this outside of you. So we have to get in to you inside. We can't be knocking at the door. We have to be inside the house. We just thank you, God. And everybody on the prayer line, God, Prophetess Hubbard, to even the ones that don't even say anything, God, bless them, God. Bless their hearts. Touch their hearts, Lord. Touch their souls, their minds, God. from the crown of the head to the soles of their feet, God, even unto the third and fourth generations, God. Bless all the apostles, the ones that are underlying, the ones that are not, God, the ones that are going through, husbands and wives, God, children and grands and great-grands, God, siblings, God. Oh, send your angels right now. Oh, my shade. God, send your oil. Send your oil, God. Send your fire. We rebuke every assignment, every onslaught from the pits of hell that the enemy has sent. You're dismissed from your assignment, and we rebuke you now, and we send you back from whence you came, and command every assignment to explode in your own kingdom. Now we loose the healing virtue of God. Even the leaves and the trees are for the healing of the nations, and we are your nations, God. And we thank you, God. We bless you tonight, God. You're a holy God. Oh, God, you're a true God. But you are the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come see you except through Jesus. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Truly, we give God glory, honor, and praise. Father God, in the precious and holy and righteous name of Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you, Father God, for loving us. Thank you for being for us. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of the Father. Thank you, Father, that you manifest your love for us through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, that you see every situation. You know every circumstance that people face today. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for those who have surrendered their lives to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for those that are coming in out of the darkness in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, hallelujah, that people will come praying, believing that they receive just what their desire and request is to you. Thank you for the opportunity to intercede on behalf of others. Hallelujah. Some we know, some we don't know. But we come trusting you, Father God, and we thank you for your presence. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your anointing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for what you said in Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To preach good tidings to the meek, to the poor. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that you sent us to heal, hallelujah, the brokenhearted, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to those that are held captive. Somebody held captive by some addiction or some stronghold, some mind disorder. God, I thank you that you sent us to proclaim. And on tonight, by the authority of the living God, as children of God, as heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, with the authority that you talked about in Luke 10:19, glory be to God, hallelujah, we have authority to proclaim liberty. And God, I thank you for the message on last night to watch what you say. We're going to watch that word that come forth from us and see you bring about, hallelujah, a harvest. Hallelujah. We're going to see you, hallelujah, let your, hallelujah, your promises come and let the answers come, Lord God, with healing and deliverance, Lord God, and rescuing others, Lord God, from darkness in Christ Jesus' name. So we proclaim liberty to those that have been bound by the demon of deception and demon of division and demon of darkness. God, I thank you for their deliverance on tonight. Somebody's been struggling and making decisions, and they're not sure what to do. But God, there's not a hard decision. We just need to do what Mary said when she told her the servants of Jesus,
Listen, whatever he tells you to do it. Glory be to God. And God, since we are your people, Lord God, we study your word and know what it says. Therefore, what you tell us to do, we're going to do it. You said men ought to always pray, and that's what we're doing. And we're just not praying just to be saying nice words, but God, our country is in much need of our Father which art in heaven. And I thank you that you're on our side. I pray, oh God, for America. I hear my other brother and sisters praying for this, Lord God, country in the name of Jesus. I not only pray for our nation, Lord God, but I pray for other nations, the leaders, Lord God, those, Lord God, that are in positions of authority, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we all need your help, for we are your people. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. And I thank you what I read in Ezekiel, Lord God, that all souls belong to you. Yes. Glory be to God. They don't belong to the darkness. They don't belong to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, some people have, Lord God, gone wayward, Lord God, and we know your word teach. Yes, all souls belong to you, but you said that the soul that sinneth shall die. That means they'll be separated from you. And we're praying, Lord God, for our lost loved ones. We're praying for people everywhere. Praying, Lord God, hallelujah, for divine, hallelujah, deliverance in the name of Jesus. So we pray according to your divine word. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word is anointed. So when we pray the prayer of faith, hallelujah, we're sending out, hallelujah, seed. We're sending out the word, hallelujah. And we're sending it out with expectation that you're the God that can work it out. You're the God that can bring it to pass. Glory be to God. I was just looking, Lord God, at your word and Luke, praise God, where you said, it's your good pleasure to give your children the kingdom. Glory be to God. And I said, what is the kingdom? The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And as I was reading in the scriptures, how I was talking about, hallelujah, we don't need to take no thought about what we're going to eat or what we're going to drink or what we're going to put on. If you know how to clothe the flowers of the field more than King Solomon, hello somebody, and I bet you he knew how to dress. But God, you know how to take good care of your creation. Glory be to God. We ask you for forgiveness for all of our sins because we realize, Lord God, I believe the earth is in the condition that it's in because we have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And it's time to repent and turn back to the living God. I'm praying that America will repent. And I pray on behalf of America tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you forgive us for our sins. Help us, Lord God, to get back on the path called straight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking, Lord God, that our leaders begin to live quiet and peaceful lives and consult with wise counsel on what to do about these devastating situations that's going on, these terrorist organizations, foreign or domestic. God, we pray that you deal with our adversary, the enemy, in the name of Jesus. God, those that held captive, those missionaries, we pray that you righteously bring judgment upon them. Yes, in the name of Jesus. We're not talking about witchcraft, but we pray that you will righteously recompense judgment upon those, Lord God, that are doing your people wrong in the name of Jesus. And I know you can deal with it as you see fit. I'm not going to try to tell you how to do what you do, Father God, but I thank you that you said vengeance is yours and you will repay. So we'll put that in your hands and thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, I appreciate you on tonight. I praise you. I worship you. I thank you for every supernatural miracle that you're doing right now on this line. Yes, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing, Lord God, the sin-sick soul. I thank you for saving that one that is lost. I thank you, Lord God. The gentleman that was on the phone, Lord God, asking for prayer. We're praying, God, that you begin to wipe out every cancer cell out of his body at the name of Jesus, because it's already done deal according to Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Hallelujah. Matthew 8 and verse 17 says, you already took our infirmities and carried our, hallelujah, our sicknesses. Glory be to God. You've done dealt with that. And hallelujah, 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we're already healed. And if you've handled it, you've taken it upon yourself. God, we receive the divine deliverance that belongs to us in Christ Jesus. In the kingdom, glory be to God of God, there ain't no sickness, there ain't no disease, there ain't no pain. Glory be to God. And it's your good will to give us the kingdom. Therefore, when we come to the throne of grace, hallelujah, let us know that we can find the help that we need. So all we need to do is release our faith and trust you and praise you for what you're already doing. So I give you praise, Lord God. So we lift up, Lord God, I pray specifically for marriages on tonight. Lord God, somebody's marriage is in trouble. The husband is saying that he don't want to be in the marriage, and he's supposed to be a pastor, my God Almighty, and that he's married to a prophetess. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help your people, Lord God. If we say that we're one thing, God, help us live up to what your word says. And let's stop playing tricks on each other, because the only person at the end that's going to be tricked is ourselves, because when we try to take advantage or manipulate somebody, Lord God, we got to pay for that. The scripture teach that we're going to reap what we sow. God, have mercy and bring about deliverance. Bring about, Lord God, peace. You said what you put together, let no man put asunder. That include our own self. Sometimes we get in our own self way. Forgive us, Father, and set us back on the right path. In the name of Jesus, we lift up parents on tonight. In the name of Jesus, that they'll be conscious and they'll begin to be more hands-on with their children. We lift up, Lord God, the students, the children, the school staff, the teachers, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our medical staff, healthcare staff, in the name of Jesus. We're praying that doctors make good decisions. Thank you, Lord God. And I trust that you've already brought Sister Deb Houches through her knee surgery today. Thank you so much that you were in the room. Your presence, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your presence makes all the difference, glory be to God. I pray for those that are struggling with things in their mind. God, we plead the blood of Jesus and bind up the demon of deception. Some people are twisted up in their mind because the enemy has sold them a bill of goods and they're listening to it. The blood of Jesus against every lie. And God, everything, Lord God, hallelujah, that the enemy had tried to confuse people with, we pray for that good, sound mind, the same type of mind that Christ has. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we lift up people, Lord God. We're praying for divine deliverance of these mind disorders, dementia, Alzheimer's, Lord God, bipolar, schizophrenic, whatever it is. We plead the blood of Jesus and we proclaim tonight that our families shall be delivered and will no longer accept a lie. It'll be like throw up in their mouth. Hello, somebody. Yes, I said it. In the name of Jesus, I pray that they, when the demon, when the a spirit of error try to come and bring a lie to them, that it's just distasteful, and they rebuke it and bind it up. In the name of Jesus, you ain't got to listen to that. If it's not of the word of God, you don't have to agree with it. But if God said it, decide that you're going to be in agree with his word in Jesus' name. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we lift up, hallelujah, our leaders in our nation, hallelujah. We pray for our body of Christ leaders, the apostles, the prophets, Lord God, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, God, every member of the body of Christ. And I heard Minister Byrd say, praise God, hallelujah, so many are fearful. We bind up the demon of fear because you have not given that to us. And if you didn't give it to us, we don't have to take it. It's like I realized that I didn't read in the Bible that I had to have a headache, and therefore I said, get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I didn't read, I had to go through that and have that. I plead the blood of Jesus against it. Hallelujah. You can be set free tonight if you're willing to receive the promises of God and stand on them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our leaders. Hallelujah. We're praying for those, Lord God, dear servants, Lord God, that have continued to preach the good news of the gospel in spite of everything the devil is trying to do to kick up, Lord God, distractions, distortions, things that's trying to interfere with people getting the word. Thank you, Lord God, that the word has still gone forth. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our dear leaders, Lord God. We pray for your servants, Lord God, that are yet sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's hearing the voice of God and speaking out, hallelujah, speaking out against injustice, Lord God, speaking out against all this wicked and evil stuff that's going on. And God, I thank you. I remember to hear, Lord God, that you go let the scripture teach about let the tares grow with the wheat. You going to do the separating. Why are you sitting there stressing yourself over what somebody? Pray for the people believing that God is going to bring about a deliverance and let God do that. You do what the Spirit of God has told you to do in the name of Jesus. We lift up our military, Lord God, and we pray against this terrorism, foreign and domestic, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we pray for our, Lord God, hallelujah, I pray for our children in the name of Jesus that they are delivered from the demon of darkness in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that they will be directed to Jesus. Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. God, we need our children saved. We pray for their deliverance and their healing. And, Lord God, soundness of mind tonight in the name of Jesus. We come against murdering and suicidal spirits. In Christ Jesus, untimely death, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. God, we pray, oh Lord God, hallelujah, that your anointing, your the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will go forth, hallelujah, to set free, save, heal, and to deliver people everywhere in the name of Jesus. God, those that are bereaved, we pray that you will comfort them in the name of Jesus. Look like every day we hear about someone that we know about that's lost a loved one. We pray, God, that you bring about, wrap your loving arms around them. Oh, God, you love us so much and you want the very best for us. Help us to realize, Lord God, you don't bring, Lord God, negative things. If you live on this earth, you're liable to go through something that's not comfortable. But you're not going through it by yourself, for our Father God is with us. You did say, Lord God, hallelujah, lo, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. And because you are at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah, glory be to God, I shall not be moved. We pray for traveling mercies of those who are taking provisions from one destination to the other. We're praying for those, Lord God, as we get out and go to our jobs or go to our different areas that we need to go to. We're praying for angels to be in camp about us, whether we're home or whether we're in the car, wherever we are. Let your presence, Lord God, be with us and your angels be in camp about us to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We cancel, Lord God, every trap that the enemy has set up. Yes, we cancel that by the authority of the living God, and you bring it to pass, Father, in Jesus' name, because we know you can do it. Glory be to God. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah. Glory be to God for people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you give us, Lord God, liberty and freedom from sin, sickness, disease, the coronavirus, Lord God, strongholds, addictions, everything that try to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We pray that it is squashed in Jesus' name, and it does not come to pass at the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you annihilate, consume, and destroy the works of these addictions and strongholds that's keeping people strung out, the blood of Jesus against every bit of it. And thank you for people's deliverance, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you desire that people live and not die. Jesus, you said, I came that you might have life to the full. Glory, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of evil, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is. It's trying to stop, deny, delay your purpose, plan, and will for our lives, and we command it to be nullified, dismantled, canceled, and stopped at the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you so much. I thank you so much. I bless you right now. I praise you right now. I honor you. I worship you. I appreciate you so much. I lift up Minister BJ. I thank you for her, Lord God. I tell you, she is motivated to be available to you. So thank you, Lord God. And our friends and families, Lord God, we pray that you meet their needs. I pray that you heal my neighbor's eye who just had eye surgery in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this upcoming weekend. A lot of people are having homecoming services. We're praying for safety, but we most of all, we're praying that your presence, Lord God, that people realize, I need to get back to the church. I need to get back, hallelujah, this corporate worship. I desire, Lord God, that you anoint every servant that is scheduled to be a speaker this weekend, Lord God. I pray a special anointing upon them, and I pray, Jesus, that you bring the word. Use your vocal cords, but you bring the message, glory be to God, that will stir people's heart and cause them to say, God, I need to get at your feet. I need to learn of you. I need to get in your presence. And I pray for a special anointing, Lord God, that people, Lord God, would just enjoy being in your presence. Father, I honor you tonight. I bless each person, each minister, every person that's on this line. I pray that their needs are met. Thank you so much for Brother Black, how you use him to bring such encouraging words to so many on this last time we were together on the phone. God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for, praise God, Pastor Bird and Pastor Burton and, Lord God, Pastor Sims, in the name of Jesus. I may be forgetting some. Sister Alexander, Sister McCormick, Lord God, Sister Brenda, Lord God, this preacher last night, glory be to God, Apostle Benjamin. Oh, glory be to God. Father, I thank you for these women and men of God. Use them for your glory and help us, Lord God, to be in the position that we can shine so that we can draw others, not unto us, but to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I love you so much. I bless your Holy Spirit. Thank you so much that you'll intercede and help us to pray. I pray that you will continue to intercede on our behalf. God, let your good and divine will be done. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith with the expectation that your word is going forth, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, and glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Mother McCormick, are you available?
Praise the Lord, I'm here.
Praise God. After you, then we'll have Evangelist Noel and then Pastor Sims. Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, for what we have already heard, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us for our sins and our wrong, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask you right now to look on your people everywhere, Father God. Lord, we know that you knows what we stand in the need of. You knows what we need before we even ask you, Lord God. And so, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We just want to give you praises, Lord God, because you said when the praises go up, the blessing will come down, Lord. And so, God, we just praise you right now in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. And we pray, Lord God, that you will look on mankind all over the world where so many things are happening, but there's some good things are going on, even though the enemy is trying to mess and trying to do this and that. But we know, God, that you still is a God that sits high and a God that's able to help us in every situation. So, God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. And as I was sitting here a few minutes ago as I was on the phone in the store, it came up and I was getting to read. And I said, Lord, I just want to read this scripture right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where we all have come together in prayer. It says, agreeing in healing. It says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And then I began to think about confession. And I said, when we agree in prayer with fellow believers, according to Matthew 18:19, concerning anything we ask, it shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven. Jesus is in our midst as we act upon his word. So I just want to just say that a little bit, because I thank God. I thank God for each and every prayer warrior that's on this line on tonight, and I ask you to bless, Lord God, Pastor Hubbard as she continue to stand in the gap, Lord God, for us at times, sometimes when we need her to do a prayer for us, God. We thank you, Lord God, for her. Apostle Burry, God, we thank you for him in the name of Jesus. And all the rest of them, like Sister Willette was saying, all the rest of them, and Brother Black and Mother Alexander and Mr. Brennan and Pastor Stem and all the rest of them that's on the line that even don't even say anything at times. But we thank you for how we can come together and pray and just believe God is able to work out these things and these situations that's going on in the world. As we have already prayed all of these years we've been on this prayer line, God has opened doors and God has made ways. And we just thank him for us as we bring the prayer out, as we pray the word of God. We pray it and God do the work for us. In the name of Jesus, we speak it and we open our mouth. And he told us that we have the authority to do that. And so, God, I thank you on tonight, Lord, because I know that we can come boldly to you, Lord God. And we know we can find grace and mercy to help us in a time of need. So, God, I thank you on tonight for all that you are and all that you're doing. And I pray, Lord God, that you'll continue, Lord God, to help us to keep our focus, keep our mind on you. As we walk this journey, as we go through, because we know that the word of God says, let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so, God, we pray on tonight that our heart won't be troubled as we go forward, as we walk this journey, that we will keep the boldness in us, Lord God. Even though things might try to turn us down at times, but we yet, Lord, going to believe in you. We yet going to stand in a day and time like this. So, God, we know that the word of God, as the sister was saying, let's not. Well, and Pastor Hubbard said the first point, and she said the second point, watch our mouth. We have to watch our mouth of what we say. And so, God, when we speak the word, it's okay. But when you're speaking anything else, we have to watch our mouth, watch that tongue for what we say. So, God, I just want to thank you tonight. I pray right now, God, for the saints of God. I pray, Lord God, for the children in school. I ask you to look on them all, Lord. Look on the teachers, Lord God. Look on the Lord God, the principal. Look on the college kids, the smaller kids that's in daycare. Look on the parents that have kids, Lord God. Oh God, we pray for these parents that got a young kids or older kids, that they would teach them, Lord God, at home how to go about doing things and how to be in the right way as they go to school, as well as when they get to school, that the teacher will treat them right in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, because your word tell us to let us not be weary in well-doing, because we'll reap if we faint not. So we know, God, that we got to not to be weary in well-doing, because we know as we go forward, we may reap if we faint not. We're going to reap. If it's good or bad, you're going to reap it. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, would just can help us, Lord God. We pray for all those that's in the nursing home here tonight. We pray those that's in the hospital, the nurses, and the doctors, Lord God. We yet still praying about this COVID-19, Lord God. We yet, Lord, believing, Lord God, for it to be continued, wiped away in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we yet, Lord, know that in your time it will be done. So we just want to thank you. We just want to begin to rejoice in the Lord of our salvation, because we know, God, that you see and you know how to fix it and you know how to work it out. Because your word tell us in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So we just seek you. We just seek you, Lord. We just trust you. We just put it all in your hands, Lord God. And we say, Lord, we know we can't fix it. We can't work it out. So we have to just turn it all over to you and say, Lord, I know it's in your hands. I know you know how to do it better than I can. And so, God, I just want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you because you are so good. You are so merciful, Lord God. And you just keep proving yourself each and every day. And you told us, God, to trust in you. It says in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Help us to trust you, you, Lord, and not lean onto our own understanding. Because when we lean on our own understanding, we just make a mess. We just make a mess. So we pray right now, Lord God, for the world as a whole. We pray for those we know and those that we don't know. We pray, Lord God, for sickness, and we pray for our children. We pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warrior children on this line. We pray, Lord God, for those that's on the line that's not saying that. Just pray, Lord God, whatever their heart desire may be, God, that you will grant it to them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, on tonight for all what you have done and all that you're going to do. And we give glory and honor to you because you are the author and the finish of our faith. And so, God, we just trust you and we rely on you for all what we need and all that we're going through. We know, God, that you're able to bring us out and bring us through. We love you. We appreciate you. And we ask you to continue, Lord God, to forgive us for all our sins and wrongs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Evangelist Noel, you're not online?
Father God, come to you, O Heavenly Father. In the humblest way, O God, there's no how. Father, thanking you, Lord God, for another opportunity, O God, to come before you, O Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you right now, Father God, for what you have done, Lord God, and thank you for what you're going to do, O God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to look down on mankind everywhere in the name of Jesus. O God, we ask you right now, Lord God, that you, Lord God, is the greater I am, O Father God. And Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, because I stretch my hands to thee, O God, no other help that I know, God, because I realize, Lord, that my help comes from you. And Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, as we all come together on this line, O God. Father God, we thank you for each and every one, O Heavenly Father, because Father God, we know, Lord, and we realize, Lord, that there is no greater, no smaller, God, but you all look down on us as one, O Heavenly Father. And Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for everything, O God, that we go through, Lord God. We know, Father God, that you're not going to put no more on us, and we are able to bear, Lord God. Father God, it gets rough sometimes. We get weary, oh God. But you say, hold on to you, Father, because you know, oh God, and we know, God, that you're a way maker, Lord God. You're making a way for us, oh Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us out of the dark into your marvelous light. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord, bless those, oh God, that is sick, oh God, and going through their bodies, oh Father God. Ask you to touch them with your healing hands, oh God. Father God, whatever their situation is, oh Heavenly Father, we ask you to turn it around in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, God, that there's nothing too hard for you to do, God. Oh, God, we know, God, that every pain, oh, Father, that you can ease it, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, we may take your medication, God, but you are powerful, oh, God. All we got to do is stretch out to you, God. Ask you, Heavenly Father. And, Father God, we know, God, that you will do it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord, to be with those, oh God, that are in the hospital, oh God. Oh God, those, oh God, that are on ventilators, oh God. Right now, Lord, we ask you to touch them. Open up their pathway of breathing right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that somebody's coming out from under it right now In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, the numbers are changing, Lord God, because we know, Lord, that you're able. You're able, Lord God. We know, Father, we got to trust and depend and lean on you, oh God. Well, God, when we look towards heaven, which we know, which our help comes from, our help comes from above. Lord God, those that are going through the night, God, those, oh Father, that are weak, Lord God, oh God, they're crying, oh God, because they're hurt, Father, for something that's gone wrong, oh God. But we know, Lord, if you take them and wrap them in your loving arms, oh Father, and bring them up to you, oh God, and touch them, Lord, hold them in the palm of your hands, oh God. Father God, free them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bless our children right now, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now for protected angels being all around them, oh God. Oh God, that nothing should come against them, oh Father, near them, not their dwelling. In the name of Jesus, Father God, right now, Lord, we ask you right now, Father, oh God, to move, oh God, oh, mankind everywhere, oh God, they're doing things, oh God, that they know, God, is evil, but Father, we ask you right now, God, look down on them and move in a mighty way, oh God, oh Father God, right now, Lord God, ask you to touch the heart of God, of that murdering demon right now in the name of Jesus, oh Father God, he didn't give life, and he should not take life, but Father God, we ask you right now, Lord, Father God, to change his mindset right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, those, oh God, that are doing evil, Lord God, in the name Jesus, turn it around right now. We ask you right now, Lord, Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, because we come before you, God, with our hands lifted up and our heads bow down, oh God. Oh God, this praying and crying out to you, oh God. We know that you hear us. And we know that you're going to move, oh God. Because, Lord God, there's nothing too hard for you to do, God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord God. Oh God, we ask you right now, Lord. And we declare and decree, God. Oh God, the things that come to pass, oh Father God. Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord. Touch right now, Jesus. Oh, God, move on the lines right now, God. Oh, God, where evenness is, oh, God. Father God, because, Lord God, the devil is doing his job. Father God, but we going to do more. We going to pray harder. We going to fast. We going to believe, oh, God, that it shall come to pass, oh God, what the devil meant for evil. Father God, we thank you for turning it around for the good, oh God. Father God, we ask you to bless every home represented, oh God. Oh God, we ask you right now, Lord, to be with every pastor, every apostle, every bishop right now, God. All those that, Lord God, is in the fivefold ministry, oh God. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to reveal in them, oh God. Move on them, oh God. Lord God, let them not get weary, oh God. Let them, Lord God, be strong, oh Heavenly Father. Lord God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We ask you to touch right now, God. Father God, we ask you to move in the behalf of God. Father God, we know, God, that you're able to do anything but fail. Father God, we just give you glory and we give you hallelujah. We praise your holy name, oh God. Lord God, we thank you right now, God. Word of mouth, oh God. Help us, Lord God, to know what to say and what not to say, oh God. Because, Father God, we realize that they already said we have to be careful what come out of our mouth in the name of Jesus, oh God. These tongues, oh God. Oh God, help us, Lord God, right now, Lord God. Because, Lord God, sometimes, Father God, that these tongues, oh God, can tear up a lot, God. Oh God, it can back up and mess up a whole lot of things, oh God. But help us, God. Help us right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless the nations everywhere, God. Those that are going through, oh, Father God. God, those that, oh, God, that's out doing your work, God, and the enemy is attacking them, oh, God. But, Father God, we ask you to build a hedge of protection around them, oh, God. Cover them under Psalms 91 in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for this time, oh, God, that we can come before you, oh, God, that we can come, oh, God, and we just can see our mouth and have things said. No, but thank you, thank you. Oh, God, because, Lord God, when you're giving you thanks, oh, God, we're giving you praise, oh, God, knowing that you're working in our behalf in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, those, oh, God, that feel like they want to give up, oh, God, Father God, we ask you to strengthen them, oh, God, where they're weak. Build them up, Lord God, where they're torn down in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, help us to run this race, oh, God, that will be do with us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord God, because, God, I help you, Lord God. As we said, Lord God, because if you draw thyself from us, oh, God, where are we going, Lord God? We ask you, Lord, don't draw from us, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, God, because, Lord God, we have nothing else to depend on but depend on you, oh, God. And, Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to follow instruction, oh, God. Father God, and help us, Lord God, because when we follow instruction, we'll see a difference being made, oh, God, in this coronavirus, oh, Father God. But we know that, Lord God, that you're able, Lord God. Father God, we rely, so Heavenly Father, that you can do it suddenly, oh, God. Suddenly, God. Father God, because in your timing, it will come to pass, oh, God. Father God, you got somebody, oh, God, that you already, Father God, is preparing, oh, God. Oh, God, there's something, oh, God, that you got on the way, Lord God. But, Father God, you have to help us to understand, oh, God, that who you are in the name of Jesus. You are the greater I am. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be in you, O God, and you are in us, O God. Lord God, as we look toward the hill which cometh our help, Father God, realize that our help comes from above. O Father God, and we thank you, Lord God, even Lord God, like the scripture said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy, come in the morning light. Oh, God, we don't know, Lord God. We don't know when my morning is. You don't know when your morning is. But we're in great expectation, oh, God, that is coming, Lord God, that our families will be healed. Our families will be saved in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, and we thank you right now, Lord God, for declaring decree, Father God, that the drunkards and the drunk users, we move off of the land in the name of Jesus, oh God, or in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor. Amen, amen, amen.
Father God,
hallelujah.
We want to thank you, Lord, for all of the prayers that have gone for these anointed vessels of yours, Lord. And Father, we come just reiterating some of the things that were already said, Lord, because you said in your word, say, if I be lifted up, oh, hallelujah, and that's what we want to do, Lord. We want to lift you up, Lord, because you will do the drawing. And, Father, we need more people to lift you up so that you could draw all men unto you, Father. And we hope, Lord God, that you give us, put us in the way of somebody, Father, that needs to hear, that needs to hear your words, need to see a Christian in action, Lord God. And Father, we sincerely ask you to forgive us for all of our sins and unrighteous deeds. Anything that we do or we've done that is not like you, Lord God. When we hold up holy hands to you, Lord God, we want them to be clean, Father, before you. Because you said in your word, Lord, that if we come to you and we confess our faults and our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us, Lord. We pray for the nations. We pray for our children, Lord. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the careless and the unconcerned, Lord. Having been in the hospital the other week, Lord, I pray, Father God, for the nurses and the doctors and the custodial staff, the whole, all of them, Father, that are there. Father, if you would just lift up your hand and help them, Lord, all to be saved. And when they're saved, Lord, they know how to treat people. They know how to show love to people, Father. And these things point people to you. And, Father, we know that you are a mighty, mighty force to reckon with. We thank you, Lord, for always being by our side. You said you'd never leave us, nor forsake. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, because we know you are worthy to be praised. You're the mighty God. There's nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you do. And we come, Lord, asking in faith, Father, that you help us to be able to stand on your word in faith and not fear, Father, that we realize that your word is powerful and we be careful about what comes out of our mouth, as the apostle said last night, because those things make the difference in your life, Lord. Help us, Father, give us wisdom that we know how to walk. We know Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, hallelujah, that we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And we don't lean to our own understanding, and we acknowledge you, and you direct our path. And that's a promise. All of these are promises, Lord. We thank you for your divine healing, Father. We thank you that one day you're going to turn this coronavirus around and send it back to the pits from which it came, Father. And we realize it's already done, Father. And your church will be greater for it, for having gone through. If you shake it, all of the things that need to be shook off of us, Lord. We don't always like to be in the fire, in the potter's fire, being refined, Father. But it's good for us, Lord. And, Father, I want to thank you in particular for this radio, Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. It's been a light to me and to others during this time. I know it has, because I've heard them say. And, Father, we already realize that the prayers of the righteous people, the Bible says, availeth much. And in other words, it means a lot when we come together in sincere prayer. Father, we ask that you bless every home represented, every child, every adult, even the animals, the automobiles, their finances, every home represented in every way that they can be blessed, Lord. We ask you to bless them here tonight and cause them to run on and to believe by faith, Father God, that they'll see you one day. Father, we love you. We praise you. We do honor you, God. Hallelujah, Father. We honor you, Father. And we lift up holy hands to you as I close. We ask these blessings in the strong, mighty, and powerful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise your holy name. He is truly worthy to be praised. Thank you, God, for all powerful prayers. As our sister just said, I praise the Lord. And we give honor to him. Glory to God for the sincere prayers and genuineness of glory to God of those that are open up their heart to and their spirits to hear what the Spirit of the Lord to say, to know what to pray and how to pray. And their effective prayers, righteous prayers, holy prayers. So at this time, we bless the Lord. We want to give him glory and praise. For thanking him, glory to God, for gathering us on Divine Connection, because truly is Divine Connected, for the powerful anointing, being connected with Jesus Christ, and also for one another, how he's moving and using the vessels that he's called forth to be a part of this ministry, which is a part of the kingdom of God. I bless the Lord. I thank God for the sacrifices, even when the bodies are tired or might be ill or challenged before they even come on or while they're on. By their faithfulness to Jesus Christ and faithful to what he's assigned them to do. So I praise God. I don't take it lightly, and it's surely been a blessing to me as well, even though he has made me host or visionary or whatever. I am just elated and delighted in the Spirit of God, and I give him glory. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. But at this time, if the prophet, I know she got to get off soon, if she have anything to say, other than that, we're going to take the prayer request and say, anyone that has, and even if we get cut off, and that does not stop us from still being online to pray. It just part just won't be recorded, so we're still going to take those prayer requests. Praise the Lord, Amen. Prophet,
I don't have anything. Thank you.
Praise God. Well, I do want to thank the Lord for Pastor. I mean, for praying for Minister Black. God, for him, even when he was tired and fatigued, the Spirit of the Lord just rose up in him, glory to God, just like he does Mother McCormick, Mother Willette, myself, and others, and even Pastor and others that be on, glory to God, that's that anointing. Pray God continue to strengthen his body and keep him, glory to God, determined to let the Spirit of the Lord bless him and use him for his glory. Pray for his mother. I don't know if she's out of hospital when he said the other day in there for COVID, but thank God he said the doctor said she was doing good. So we are praying, glory to God, for his mother, that the Lord will bless and continue to shield and cover, that there won't be no reoccurrences, and that, glory to God, she'll come out healed and whole if she's not already home. And we just pray for her strength and pray, glory to God, for her immune system as well and all those around her. And like you said, even the testimony, there's sisters, and especially one of them, was all in mother's face and whatever, and neither one of them got COVID. So we thank God for the shield. We just bless the Lord for all that he's done. Thank you for Mother McCormick. God bless him coming back in online. God continue to bless her body as the storm was going on. She still, when it subsided, enough for her to get back, still warm. Thank God for Pastor Bird. God continue to bless her. And we pray for Deacon Burton. The prayers are going forth for him. Keep him lifted up before the Lord, that God will bless and strengthen him and bind up whatever voices that's come, because he's being weak and the enemy talking to his mind and keeping him from really fighting like he ought to be able to fight. But we're going to be the armor bearers like his wife and strengthen her as we pray and stand in the gap for him for his divine healing. God is nothing too hard for God, no matter what. He raised people from the dead, literally dead, from the spiritual dead, from cancer, from all kinds of sickness and diseases, and even those things over the gap when doctors said it was over and different things. So we know this is not too hard for the Lord to bless and heal his body, raise him up and strengthen his mind, that he will hold on and hold fast to the word of God in the name of Jesus. Bless his wife, too, God, as she's standing in the gap for him and for the church and for herself, and glory to God, even for that hand that keeps aggravating her. God, we thank you for divine healing to touch. No matter how many times it looks like it's nothing happening, we know God is working behind the scenes. So, God, we give you glory, praise, and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. Any other prayer requests? Oh, yeah, praying, thanking the Lord for Mother Laura. She's 90 already, and Mother Freeman, she's 95. Mother Kemp,
I'd like a prayer request, please.
Praise God. Who is it on the line?
Alonzo Harris.
Okay, Brother Alonzo.
I'd like to send out a prayer today for my sister, Pastor Sims.
Okay.
That's my sister, and she had been in the hospital, and I heard her speak tonight, and I'd like everyone to pray for her, and pray for my wife, Margaret Harris, my daughter, and my daughter, Tammy James, and all of my family. I like to pray for me, and pray for me especially because I have, I've been diagnosed with cancer, but God is good, and we don't have it anymore. So give me a prayer out for me is the best you can. Thank you very much.
Praise God. Yes, because you were on last night for the praying for you and the prophet.
Yes.
Praying for you.
Yes, ma'am. I was on last night, and I'm back again tonight.
We bless the Lord. Praise God. And as we constantly do pray for Pastor Smith while she was in the hospital and out, we're going to keep her lifted up before the Lord, too, as well. Amen. Praise God.
Right.
Is there another prayer? We're going to keep that. Are we taking prayer requests? Anyone else besides...
Just pay for my family. I got five sisters. I mean five brothers and sisters left. So if you pray for them, that'll be fine.
Well, praise God. Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Yeah.
That's my wife and my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And the one
yeah,
that's standing in the need of prayer.
We will definitely take those. We were just trying to see if there was somebody else besides you had a request, too. We're not going to let the line go without praying for them. Was anyone else?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I would like to.
That'll be it for tonight.
Prayer. I would like to.
Okay. Is someone else trying to tell theirs, Alonzo? So we're going to let that person tell theirs,
okay,
too, as well.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Don't hang up. We're going to pray for you, too, as well. Go ahead, my sister.
Okay.
Okay, I would like to have prayer for my sister. She had to have emergency surgery on yesterday, and I'm praying that God will heal her body and strengthen her and bless her with a speedy recovery in the name of Jesus.
All right. Oh, praise God. And what's your name?
My name is Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina, okay. Just want to know so we know how to. Okay. All right, if there's no one else, we're going to go ahead and take these prayer requests now, and I'll go ahead and pray over them.
When you finish, I do have a testimony.
Oh, okay, then. All right, then. Bless the Lord. Mother Willette, would you go ahead and... Pardon me?
Keep me lifted up in prayer.
Oh, Sister Rachel? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Brother Black, you take Sister Rachel, praise God, and for her encouragement, strengthening, even if it's an attack on her body. Mother Willette, we have you to go ahead and pray for Alonzo for his prayer request, and we're going to go ahead and take Sister Wilhelmina, Mother McCormick, take Mother Sister Wilhelmina for her sister with emergency surgery. Yes, that was speedy recovery. Praise the Lord. So we're going to start. We're going to go backwards so we can make this quickly and come back forward. So, Brother Black, go ahead and make that quick with Sister Rachel, Mother McCormick with Sister Wilhelmina, and then we'll do Mother Willette with, because her list is a little bit longer.
Father God, we just thank you. We lift up Sister Rachel right now, God. Sister Strength. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, the power and authority that you have given Jesus, Lord Jesus has given to the church. God, and we can call those things which be not as though they were. We can walk in it. We speak it until a change happens in our life. But we act on it immediately. If we fall, we get back up and let the redeemed of the Lord say. So we bind every hand of the enemy right now, every onslaught, every transferring, every lingering spirit, every spirit of deception, distraction, and lies, every trap, plot, plan, scheme, all assignments in the name of Jesus, bind you up, cast you into the pits of hell. Now we loose the healing virtue of God from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. God, I speak encouragement. I speak a word of life. Lord, break every stronghold, even that's around her life, all types of influences, God, that she say, no, not so. It is written, and you speak the word of life and let the enemies flee as you lean to the Lord. I shake it, let healing and health and wholeness come to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, did Mother McCormick left the line? Okay, then praise the Lord, Father.
Amen.
We bless you right
okay.
now. Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you, Lord God. We ask you to look down on Wilhelmina's sister, Lord God, that was in surgery, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would go with her right now, God. You knows her condition. You knows what she's standing in the need of, Lord God. And God, you already told us, God, in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, and chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripe we are healed. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the healing virtue in her life right now, Lord God. And also, Lord God, you also said, God, in your word,
in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. So, God, we just send that word out, God. We speak it and we declare the word of God on her life right now, God, that the devil will have to loose her and he will have to take his hands off of her because he have no authority over this woman. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will stand for total, complete healing in her body right now. And we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, thank you so much, Lord God. Thank you so much that you heard the request of Brother Alonzo Harris on behalf of his sister, Pastor Sims. And we appreciate you for Pastor Sims, your servant, Lord God. And we lift her up, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the supernatural miracle working power that you're doing on the inside of Alonzo Harris' body in Christ Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord God, hallelujah, whatever it is, Lord God, that Pastor Sims is going through, we pray, God, that you give her divine deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is, Lord God, your good will that we live and not die. Hallelujah. We thank you that healing is the children's bread. So we pray that you touch every condition that the enemy is trying to exalt against you. And we plead the blood of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, that every sickness is already under the blood. We claim divine deliverance in the name of Jesus, not just for Pastor Sims, but for Brother Harris' entire family. Lord God, his wife and his daughter, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up the entire Sims family in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for divine deliverance. We pray, oh God, the blood of Jesus against every generational curse in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for John 16:23-24, where you said, whatsoever we ask you in Jesus' name, that you will give it to us so that our joy would be full. Father, I thank and praise you, hallelujah, that these requests that have been gone up to you, you heard them. And it's your good pleasure to give us the kingdom, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And certainly ain't no sickness and disease, Lord God. Heartache and pain is not in the kingdom of God. So we thank you. We claim this family, the entire family, to you in Christ Jesus' name. And we thank you for working out every situation for their good in the name of Jesus and for your glory in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. I worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Is Minister BJ there?
I'm just talking and got the thing on mute. I was saying praise God for the power of the prayer and pray that those that had the prayer request and heard the prayer that they would stand on God's word. Amen. The promises of the Lord. Amen. And through the process, even while we believe in God's healing, we walk by faith, not by sight. In Jesus' name. All right, brother, for our for your testimony, we're listening.
Amen. I have a word for Sister Rachel,
okay.
All I heard was, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And there was a song, be encouraged no matter what's going on. He'll make it all right, but you gotta be strong. Those two things, receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. My sister and I was praying, you know, for my mother. She went into the hospital, and the doctor was saying, you look good, you know. My mother was vaccinated, and she said, she was speaking to me, but why, how it happened to me? I did everything I was supposed to do. We were like, wow. And then the next thing you know, we were praying, and the doctor said, you look good. Your symptoms are very, very little. And my sister was praying that God something, you know, was happening with her liver. And my sister was praying that God turn it around. And she called me this morning and she said, I got some good news. I prayed that God would, I asked God that God turn it around. Guess what? The liver complications, there's no complications at all. God turned it
Thank
around.
Thank you, Lord.
And she's negative in the COVID testing. And she said she has to take one more test. I was like, wow, God turned it around.
Yes.
Praise God. She said she believed she went into the hospital because of the liver that was undetected, that went undetected, that needed to be straightened out first.
Wow.
And so once the liver was taken care of, no COVID. But she has to wait for another test. Yeah, she was laughing all in the hospital and all kinds of stuff. My mother. And I said,
praise God.
Yeah. Praise God.
So she went in with COVID symptoms and come to find out it was just to check out the liver and no COVID.
Basically, my sister said she believed that was God's plan.
Okay,
so
praise God.
So that the liver could be checked out. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I've got what you're saying now.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she had minimum symptoms, she went in for that, but then the thing with the liver, and then the prayers that went forth. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
That
Man.
Is powerful.
And
thank God.
Yeah.
I have Go ahead.
I have a praise report. I can't take it back. I have to leave it tonight where everybody else can know. Yes, I went in the hospital to have two procedures and wound up having three and was put to sleep three times in 1 week. And the Lord was right there ministering to me all during the whole time. I'm telling you, I had such peace about the situation until I was just overjoyed. And they told me after the last procedure, that same day, you can go home if you want to. And I really wanted to go home. But in my spirit, it kept saying, no, don't go home. And I thank the Lord so much for not letting me go home, because that night something happened that they needed to see about, and I had to go into another little procedure. But he was right there by my side. He promised never to leave me. I'm telling you, there's so many good things. Even though, you know, I didn't want to go through all that. I don't like all that. But God blessed through the whole thing. And I have a new respect for those doctors and nurses in that hospital. And I just pray a little bit more for them. And I ask you all to do the same thing. But we serve a holy, a righteous, a kind, loving God. And I thank him.
Amen.
And I asked for about my roof. Well, I want to tell you, on Saturday, God blessed me through Homeworks to have a new roof put on my house. After they
my
told
God.
Me, they told me wasn't no need to put my name on the list because the list was too long. They told me that in May, and they called me back in July and told me they had set me for October the 23rd. And they were coming with a new roof on my house. I just thank God for his mercy.
Oh, I remember when God said it was going to be done. Didn't know it was going to be this long, but it was done.
It was done.
Yes,
was done.
Praise God.
I'm just grateful for his loving kindness. I go tomorrow to have the stent removed. And I just thank him for just being with me, just walking with me, just giving me the assurance I'm here, I promise. Never to leave you nor forsake you. I came home and I stayed by myself, and I was kind of apprehensive the first night, but I heard Psalms 91 being repeated in my mind and in my spirit. I went to sleep at 11:30 and didn't wake up until after six the next morning. And that ain't nobody but God. That's God. And I thank him and give him honor and praises as long as I live.
Amazing grace. Amen.
And be somebody else. And I had to keep that. I can't tell it all, but I'm telling you enough to let you know that God is in control and he's blessing me and others. If you believe, you receive.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Have the faith standing on his word. And he'll do that exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or act. He'll come in and do some miraculous things. Isn't it wonderful? That's why it's so important to wait on the Lord. And no matter what man say, if God said it can be done, when you pray, believe that you receive. And it may take a little bit, but if God have a way coming in on time that nobody could get no glory but him the way he does it. So praise the name of the Lord. God is awesome. Wonderful. Bless the Lord. I praise God for all of you and the power of prayer. And even we went over just a little bit, but we went over in the anointing. So I praise God for everyone that's on the line and all those that have prayer requests. While those prayers will be going forth and interceding, you put your name in there and believe God. And even when the prayer requests go out, praise God, and there's something that's covering some things, just believe God. God is so wonderful. He can do multiple things. See, multitasking. All of us can be on the line all at once, all around the globe. God hears every prayer, and he knows when to answer. So just continue to be encouraged, be blessed. Pray ye one for another. Help us go over to God to yield ourselves and avail ourselves some more and let God cleanse us out so we can won't have nothing that the enemy can come back and use when God wants to bless us and use it. We can go forth with clean hands and look with anticipation of expectancy of the blessings to come. So as we continue to pray one for another and walk by faith and not by sight, we pray, glory to God, to continue to be encouraged, be blessed, have a marvelous and wonderful week, looking forward to greater things yet to come, praying for healing, deliverance, encouragement, enlightenment, financial blessings, spiritual blessings, and some debt cancellation. But help us, glory to God, to be wise when God gives us these fundings and bless and open doors that we, glory to God, be good stewards over it in the name of Jesus. So I pray abundant blessings upon you. That's in the word, the anointing, obedience, and also in the monetary as well. We love you and thank God for favor. Praise God. We love you. Bless the Lord. Keep each other prayer lifted up. Iron sharpening iron. As I pray for you all, looking forward to praise God for the Lord to bless. And by the time we have the next Monday night service, I'll have a definite about first Sunday. Other than that, we'll keep moving on with the second Sunday, and I'll let you know, too, as well about the revival, the first week of December, as the Lord say that's the timing. But in the meantime, let's keep each other lifted up in the ministry, and I appreciate you all so much, and the prayers that do go forth for me, too, and my family, as well. We pray for you all. Have a wonderful and blessed and grand week as we live. Yes? Yes.
I'm sorry to stop you. I forgot my daughter didn't get on the phone, and I didn't tell Brother Black and Sister Willette and Pastor Stem and Sister Rachel or whoever else had been on the prayer line about my daughter Teresa. And I meant to tell them that she's on the prayer list. So we just waiting on
the
prayer
list. You meant to say prayer list or she's on the kidney list because you said she's on the prayer list.
Oh, I'm sorry, the kidney list. Is she on the prayer list,
though? Yes,
yes, she's on the prayer list, yeah.
Praise God.
She's on the kidney list, but thank God she's on the prayer list to bring that kitten over, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to tell them. Yeah, I just want to tell them because I hadn't told them.
Yes. That's not another crazy report about God's hand. At work, praise God.
Ma, all I heard was, it's a done deal. All I heard.
Praise God.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Wonderful. Praise the Lord. We believe
thank
God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for doing it, Lord. Thank you for manifesting your power and your anointing.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
We have the victory.
Mm-hmm.
Go out, glory to God. Praise the Lord. It's knowing that you're victorious, more than a conqueror, in Christ Jesus. We love you. Have a marvelous and wonderful
yes.
week. Shalom.
Love
shalom.
You.
Shalom.
Love you.
Love you too. What a mighty God we serve. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. He's amazing.
No.
How
yes,
great
she is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord.